God's enduring word, the Bible. Treasures. The Bible, the Holy Scriptures, is universally considered the Word of God by all Christians and is regarded as the foundation for Christianity and Christian doctrine. The Bible is a collection of 66 books that are the cornerstone of Christian belief and practice. Christians believe that the Bible is the Word of God, written by men of faith who were inspired by the Holy Spirit. The Bible tells us that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. The Bible explains God's plan for humankind, defines truth and reality, teaches us how to live in harmony with God and others, guides our actions and decisions, and is essential to our spiritual life. Its timeless principles are the foundation of our faith, and its truth is the basis of the gospel message we share with others. Whether people accept and believe in the teachings of the Bible, it cannot be denied that the Bible is the most unique and widely read book that has ever been written. The Bible is not merely a religious book, but it contains the answers to life's deepest questions. How did the universe begin? Where did we come from? What is the purpose for life? And what happens after we die? Consider the following facts about the Bible that set it apart as a unique volume. The Bible is unique in its continuity. It was written over a 1,500-year time span by over 40 authors from every walk of life, including kings, peasants, philosophers, fishermen, shepherds, soldiers, poets, statesmen, and scholars. Nevertheless, from beginning to end, its authors spoke on hundreds of subjects with harmony and continuity, outlining one unfolding story: God's love and purpose for humanity. The Bible has been read by more people than any other book. It has outsold every book that has ever been written, and even in this current secular age, still sells more copies every year than any other book in the world. The Guinness Book of World Records states, "The best-selling book of all time is the Christian Bible." It is impossible to know exactly how many copies have been printed in the roughly 1,500 years since its contents were standardized, but research conducted by the British and Foreign Bible Society in 2021 suggests that the total number probably lies between 5 and 7 billion copies. The Bible is now freely accessible on the Internet in many languages, reaching a wider readership than ever before. The Bible has been translated and published in more languages than any other book in existence. As one of the oldest and most disseminated books of all time, the Bible has made its mark on the world through history and continues to do so. According to Wycliffe Global Alliance, as of 2023, the full Bible has been translated into 736 languages, and the New Testament has been translated into an additional 1,658 languages, making it the single most translated book ever. The Bible has more manuscript evidence than any other 10 pieces of classical literature combined. Although originally written on perishable materials, having to be recopied by hand for thousands of years before the invention of the printing press, its style, correctness, and accuracy has been preserved as has no other book in history. Thousands of ancient manuscripts in the original languages have been unearthed, which provide evidence, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that the Scriptures have come down through the ages to us as they were originally written. The Bible has withstood assaults against it and attempts to eradicate it as has no other book. Throughout the centuries, attempts have been made to burn it, destroy it, and outlaw it, from the days of the Roman emperors to some present-day countries. Its very existence today, and the fact that its teachings and truths have been preserved throughout the centuries despite campaigns to eradicate it, is of itself a miracle and a testament to to God's safeguarding of the Bible for all generations. Modern archaeology confirms the events described in the Bible. Discoveries by modern archaeologists have confirmed the Bible's accuracy and proven it to be a source of history. Archaeologists who have pursued references made in the Old Testament have rediscovered whole nations, cities, and events in history. The Bible accurately predicted the future of nations, peoples, and cities, and the coming of the Messiah. Although the ancient world had many different devices for determining the future, nowhere in Greek and Latin literature, other than the Bible, can there be found specific prophecies of historic events to come in the distant future. The Bible contains numerous detailed, specific prophecies that have been fulfilled, and prophecies about the future of the world that are yet to be fulfilled. Although the Bible is truly an amazing and remarkable book, and one of the oldest books, so many people today ignore it completely or dismiss it outright without taking the time to study it. In doing so, they neglect the very words of life and truth and the way to God. The Bible is our foundation, our guide, our standard, and the rod of measurement whereby we judge all things. Each of us is on a long journey, and God has given us a detailed map in the Bible, so we won't get lost, and we will make it safely to our eternal destination. We ignore the map at our own peril. The most wonderful thing about the Bible is that through its words, we can know its author. For the Bible is God's great love letter to us, guiding us to truth, love, joy, peace, and eternal life. Its life-giving words promise life and love and heaven forever through believing in and receiving its main character, the one who loved us so much that he gave his own life to save us, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. All the life-altering things that you read about Jesus in the Bible can and do happen today, for Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Bible is God's plan for eternal life, the solid, genuine foundation of truth, whose giver is God. The Bible gives genuine immortality through the resurrection of Jesus to everlasting life in heaven with God. So, take the time to read and study the Bible and sincerely pray. Open my eyes to see the wonderful truths in your instructions. Start with the New Testament and the wonderful words of Jesus in the Gospels, and read them, not as fairy tales of the past, but as God's word for you today, and see how inspiring, transforming, and encouraging the truth of the Word of God can be. The Bible is an amazing and inexhaustible source of wisdom and knowledge, out of which you will constantly find treasures new and old. Bible verses foundational to understanding the crucial role of God's Word. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope. Your word have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. The entrance of your words give light. It gives understanding to the simple. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. The Spirit alone gives eternal life. Human effort accomplishes nothing. And the very words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. O Lord, your word is established in heaven forever. Quotes from famous people about the Bible. Michael Faraday, 1791 to 1867, British physicist and chemist. The Bible and that alone, with nothing added to it nor taken away from it by man, is the sole and sufficient guide for each individual, at all times and in all circumstances. Samuel Colgate, 1822 to 1897, American manufacturer and philanthropist. The only spiritual light in the world comes through Jesus Christ and the inspired book, Redemption and Forgiveness of Sin Alone Through Christ. Without His presence and the teachings of the Bible, we would be enshrouded in moral darkness and despair. Immanuel Kant, 1724 to 1804, German philosopher. The existence of the Bible as a book for the people is the greatest benefit which the human race has ever experienced. Every attempt to belittle it is a crime against humanity. Sir Ambrose Fleming, 1849 to 1945, English pioneer of electronics. There is abundant evidence that the Bible, though written by man, is not the product of the human mind. By countless multitudes, it has always been revered as the communication to us from the Creator of the universe. William Herschel, 1738 to 1822, German-British astronomer, discoverer of the planet Uranus. All human discoveries seem to be made only for the purpose of confirming more and more strongly the truth contained in the sacred scriptures. Abraham Lincoln, 1809 to 1865, 16th American president. I believe the Bible is the best gift God has ever given to man. All the good the Savior gave to the world was communicated through this book. But for it, we could not know right from wrong. All things most desirable for man's welfare, here and hereafter, are to be found portrayed in it. Horace Greeley, 1811 to 1872, American newspaper editor and leading abolitionist. It is impossible to enslave mentally or socially a Bible-reading people. The principles of the Bible are the groundwork of human freedom. Charles Dickens, 1812 to 1870, English novelist. The New Testament is the best book that ever was or will be known in the world because it teaches you the best lessons by which any human creature who tries to be truthful and faithful to duty can possibly be guided. Samuel F.B. Morse, 1791 to 1872, American inventor of the telegraph. The nearer I approach the end of my pilgrimage, the clearer is the evidence of the divine origin of the Bible. The grandeur and sublimity of God's remedy for fallen man are more appreciated, and the future is illuminated with hope and joy. You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.